to Kawaii Corner. This is DJ Satahalu. Every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Today we will keep our Halloween topics. Fears, blood, and darkness in the anime world. The first one I want to talk about is When They Cry. It's a story of many chapters. It is about the town of Hinamizawa and the people who live there, as well as friends, relatives, and visitors. Every year on the night of Watanagashi is there a holiday of the town. People mysteriously disappeared and murdered by accident reason, but people believe it because the Lord Ayashino's course is kind of deity of this town, and even people don't know it's true or not, but most people in the town of Hinamizawa believe it's the reason. However, certain people in this town don't believe it, like the transfer student and some people live in the town. For those people, the other people believe in Ayashiro, they think those people are odd and unrespect to the Lord Ayashiro, and they will die because their behavior to make Ayashiro angry. But for the beginning, the village give you a warm, smooth feeling, but by the end of each story and each chapter make you feel isolated and suffocating, and the children who are really nice, kind and sweet and friendly at the beginning, and they are become to really dark and scary at the end. The show divided to a few stories all around the same time of the same year. It runs as detective story from different angles, slowly gain more details about the dark past of this town and the people who live there. For this series anime, it has 4 questions chapter and 2 answer chapters. The 4 question chapters consisting different viewpoint of the fateful Hinamizawa festival, and the 2 answer chapter is kind of answer what we think is right for the question chapter, but it's actually wrong, and to tell the audience to choose about the question chapter and to answer your questions definitely. And it is a pretty old anime from 2006, and this anime When They Cry is from the same name video game. That's why the anime talk story like the game, like start again and again, and because the characters differing behaviors and they will know different things and have different ending, just exactly like we play video game. And actually I start watching this anime this month. Now I have watched about 10 episodes and it's finished the three stories and going to the last question chapter. When I'm watching, I'm really into it because the beginning is have told you the dark ending and you know it's gonna go back, but for the beginning it's really sweet and warm and it's really interesting and a little bit scared to watch how people change to the darkness. And also after more chapter I saw, I know more about the village and knows more about those people's relationships. After I saw those three chapters, now I can understand more about what happened in the first chapter and the people they mentioned but didn't give me the answer for the first chapter. Now I know who they are and I know a little bit more about the second one, but for the third one it still make me confusing and keep questioning what's really happened and why it's end by this way. And it's really cool to dig out the story of the village by myself slowly. I will keep watching it and I will definitely watch the two answer chapter to see if my guessing is right or wrong. And there has also one anime is really similar to the When They Cry. It's also from the video game of When They Cry series, and the name is Unico When They Cry. I think I will watch this one also because the story is just amazing and I want to know more about this kind of story, and maybe I will share with you after I watch this one. And enjoy the song of When They Cry. Welcome back to Kawaii Corner. I'm DJ Sadaharu every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. After the scare anime, the next anime is Akame ga Kill. It's a bloody, exciting, and dark anime. The story begins with a young countryside boy set to the capital with the dream to become part of country army, that he can protect his own village. He meets a woman in the capital, and she promised him to give him a chance to enter the army if he can pay her enough. The young boy, unaware, and gave all his money to that woman, and then finds out he was tricked. He only can sleep in the street because he doesn't have any more money. In the night, a young and beautiful girl come to him and pick him up from the street and takes him back to her large and beautiful home. The girl and all of her family are really nice and sweet to him, and they're a really wealthy family. They promise him to give him a position in the army, and he can sleep in their house. In the night, a group of assassins called Night Ride visit the house. The Night Ride kill the girl's whole family. When the young boy just scared and feel angry because he saw those family are really nice, but in fact, the girl's family are serial murderers. They enjoy to pick some homeless people at the street, no relations, and no one care if they disappeared. And they take them back to home and torture them and kill them cruel. The young boy named Tatsume, then he decided to join the Night Ride instead of joining the army because he find out if he joined the group of Night Ride, he can do more than join the army to protect his village. It is a really fantastic anime, like the regular thought about anime. All those amazing characters and everyone are so powerful and have amazing abilities, and everyone is superhero. And in this anime, the storyline is also very realistic into the war. It's really the real war in the world. There are heroes both on the both sides. They are all powerful and have their own reason for fighting, fighting for justice, revenge, money, power, or love. Some of the reasons really make sense. And it's difficult to see someone of the capital soldiers are really bad, which against by the Night Ride, but they are the evil part in the war, because the story setting. And there are so many deaths in this anime. many people died in each episode, and even 8 of 10 main characters died. And even at the end, the main character Tatsume died. It really surprised me when I saw it. It's just like the real world. Everyone might die, no matter your main character or you are pretty like other anime. And I also like this anime's end very much. Some people don't, because they think it's so too cool and it's not a happy ending, but for me personally, I really like it. For the end, the young emperor suicide himself to end this war, and the war is definitely not his fault. He's just a kid, like 7 or 8 years old, and he wants this country to be developed well. And what he did is trying to help this country, but the whole country is ruining, and all of his ministers are selfish and greedy. They lie to him all the time for their own profit. And for me, I think he haven't to take the responsibility for all of those war and death, but he did. For him, he knows since he born in the emperor family, he has to take all the responsibility of this country. No matter he tried his best or not, no matter he did a good job or not, he has the responsibility to relate with this country and emperor family. And almost all Knight Riders died in the war at the end, and they died for fight for the peoples and to change the country and bring the country to the right way. But no one know that. People seem them like the bad part because they don't know what they did. No one know their names. They just know they're killer to kill people to against the soldier. And it's really sad, but I think it's really realistic. The Knight Rider, they are the hero in the dark, and they don't care about if people remember their name, and they don't care about people's thankful. And what they need is to do what they think is right, but not do what to make them become a hero.
Shut up!
Welcome back to Kawaii Corner. This is DJ Sada Halu. Every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. The next anime is Parasites. It's a very famous and early animation. The manga was published from 1988 to 1995. And the TV anime just showing in 2014. But when I'm watching the TV anime, I cannot realize it's from a manga that's so long ago. And soon after, it has two live action films come. The story is about a 7-year-old boy. Izume Shinichi lives with his mother and father in a quiet neighborhood in Tokyo. One night, worm-like islands called parasites invade Earth and take over the brains of human hosts by entering through their ears or nose, and when parasites attempt to host Shinichi's ear while he is sleeping, but he failed because Shinichi is wearing headphones, and the parasites try to enter Shinichi's body by boring into his arm instead to take over his right hand. Because Shinichi wake up and stopped parasites travel from his hand further to his brain. Then the both being retained their separate intellect and personality. Shinichi named the parasite Miki, and they live in the same body and same but have differing personality, and they capitalize on their strange situation and gradually form a strong bond. They're working together to survive. This relationship gave them the benefit to battle with other parasites who frequently attack them because they want to host Shinichi's brain. Shinichi have to fight with other parasites and almost not almost, but every parasite wants same human as food, like we say turkey or chickens. And but he get Miggy's help because Miggy doesn't want to be killed by other parasites. For me, it's the end of Parasites is really touching, because in the end, there are many parasites attack them, and Miki knows he cannot win others, but he still fight with them and try to block them away, and he yelled at Shinichi and asked him run as fast as he can. In other words, Miki helped sacrifice himself and to save Shinichi's life. But in that world, survival is the first important thing for everyone. No one will suicide themselves for others, especially for Mickey, because he is a parasite and he's supposed to be cold blood. And I think no one will die for Turkey. And but because they live together so long time and can help each other, so Mickey kind of start understand humans' feelings and start to understand what his friend and start to understand start to have emotions and want to sacrifice to his friend. And also interesting, in the beginning of this anime, Mickey thinks human being sacrifice themselves for other is against nature law. It's unbelievable. It's way out of his understanding, and he think the sacrifice might like ants and cloning on their nest protection to continue their race. It's a really low level animal behavior. But in the end, Mickey itself actually sacrificed himself because of this unusual relationship. For me, it's really touchable. Like, I can feel the emotion of Mickey and their tight relationship. And I believe that's also the author's thought. Why we are human beings and the pressure of human beings is this relationship that we can sacrifice to other if the situation make us have to do that. And yeah, it's really touchable thing for me to start thinking about the relationship in my life. Is there have anyone I will sacrifice for him or her? And start thinking about how important about my relationship with my friend and with my family. Welcome back to Kawaii Corner. This is DJ Sada Halu. Every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. The last one I really want to share with you is The Monster. It's one of my most favorite anime. I think it's in my top 10 favorite anime. It's a quite long anime, has 74 episodes, and it's also an old anime. The manga was published from 1994 to 2001, and the TV series was showed in 2004. And the story starts with Dr. Tenma. He's a young Japanese brain surgeon, worked at a hospital in Germany. Tenma is feel angry about hospital's bias about the patients, and he really want to change it. One day, there have two twins come to the hospital, John and Anna. John has a gunshot wound to his head, and Anna is a young girl crying but keeps saying something about killing. And Tenma choose to save John's life instead of the mayor of the city, who arrived later than John. And after that, the surgery is successful. He saved John's life, but the mayor died. Because of that, Tenma lost his social standing, his job, and his girlfriend. And later, other doctors in Tenma's way are mysteriously murdered, and the both children disappeared from the hospital. The police suspect Tenma, but they don't have any evidence and only can question him. And the policeman is really a good policeman, and he keep follow Tenma for long time. Like 9 years later, Tenma is chief of surgery in other hospital. After he save a criminal named Adolf Junker. Junker keep mention a name is Monster, and no one know what is that mean, and he looks freak out. And because of that, Tenma returned to the hospital and to check out, and he finds the guard in front of Junker's room are died, and Junker is gone. And by following the trail, he found out Junker is in the another half-finished building nearby the hospital. And Junker warned him, do not come closer. And Tenma was confused and refused. He wants to help save Junker. And the man holding the gun behind is John. Tenma was shocked, and he don't know why John is there and holding a gun. Soon after, John shoots Junker and tell Tenma he will not kill him because he saved his life before, and he just walk off into the night. And Tenma was too shocked and to stop him. After that, the policeman keep follow Tenma and to try to find out if Tenma is the real murderer. And Tenma leave his job and trying to find more information about John, because he wonder if he saved a murderer's life. And soon he discover the sister of John, Anna, is have a happy life with adopt family, and she changed her name from Anna to Nina by her first parents. On her birthday, John come to Anna's family and killed her parents. And because Anna was with Tenma, and Tenma saved her life from John, but sadly her parents died. And after that, both Tenma and Anna kind of become a partner to try and find the reason of John, why he become to such monster. And they find out from the east of Germany, there have a secret orphan named 511 Kinderheim. It's a like a kindergarten to treat children to become a perfect soldier through psychological reprogramming. In this place, children don't have any relationships, and the most cruel and important thing is they don't have their name. They know the table's name is table, the apple's name is apple, but they don't know what themselves' name. And it makes really weird and bad consequence to people, to those children's minds. And Tenma learns from that whole story about John's experience of his childhood. And after he knows more about John, and he understands more why they killed John's monster. And he understands the 9 years before, the gunshot in John's head was shot by his sister Anna, because Anna knows he is a monster, and the young Anna want to stop it before John grew up. But Tenma saved the monster. And after that, Tenma was trying to fix the mistake that he saved the monster's life. And also for this anime, the music is really scary and dark. I want to show you the same music of the monster. And while watching this anime, I kept accepting is there will have something really horrible will show up, like really bloody things or really scary things or really fear, but this anime is not like what I thought. It was so realistic for being an anime. Sometimes I can't realize I'm watching an anime but not live film, and it's not like other anime experience before. Also, the music is not pop music like most other animes, and the characters just have no more color hair, but not like other anime have pink, purple, all those color. And the way they talk, the way they walk, and it's really realistic and just like normal person will do on the street. Also, the Germany in that anime, it looked like real Germany, but not with something like Japan. Because most anime, Japanese anime, they add some Japanese things to foreign countries, but for this one it's Germany and about German's history during the World War II. It's really a historical and realistic anime. Also, the story was compelling because of all those realities in the anime. It make me feel more scared because everything is so real, and I will wonder if that's really happening in the real life and what will happen if the monster John is a real person. That darkness is really deep and so true to make me feel really scared. Also, I feel for this anime, the author is trying to say what is the real monster. There have two types of monster. The first type is we taught about in our childhood, and the type we fear in our childhood, and we wonder if they're under the bed or in the dark. But those are not real. As soon as we grow up, we know it's not real and nothing to fear about it. But the monster in this anime is the type of person, the real person. They look pretty, they're gently, and they're well educated, and they're logical thinker, and there might be anyone we same as friend or admire in real life, but in their heart they are really cold blood. They don't have human's personality, they don't have human's feelings, they can't feel about happiness, about fear, about angry. The enjoy of watching people's fear, they enjoy about killing others, enjoy about play with others' life, and enjoy about to see others are not good as them, and they always look perfect. That the monster is most scared, because as we grow up, we know the people like that is really exist. They might not perfect, but we don't know if he or she is the real monster or not. We can see people's heart, and because we can't see people's heart, we don't know anyone is good or bad because their behavior or the way they talk. I feel that's the most horrible and dark things for life. And also the author want to explain this anime. So it's an anime. It's really talk about deep darkness and talk about the reality and the dark in people's heart. And I want to end today's show by another song of Monster. It's the opening theme song. And please check out our next show on 7 with DJ Royal.